अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्मे मां शरणं यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयम्
When Vyas and Narada Goswami met together, then Vyas told that I am unhappy. Though I have written so many shastra and so many realization I have, but yet I am not happy in this life. Why he was unhappy and what Narada told him, you should stand up and tell what I told. Narada Goswami is telling that why you are not satisfied. Because you have done so many Purans, Mahabharata, Vedanta Sutra. You have divided Vedas into four parts. But everywhere you have kept the prominency of Artha, Dharma, Kama, Moksha. Understand? In Mahabharata, there is some glorification of Krishna. He took birth from the womb of Devaki and he was 400 and especially of Mahabharata Krishna, of Dwarkadhish Krishna. And prominency was there, dharma, artha, moksha and all other things. Dharma, artha, kam, moksha, only for doer. There is no relation with Krishna, not for the happiness of Krishna. Happiness of self. So, he has not done all these things in that. That Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. He is the son of Brajendranandan, Jashoda and Nanda. He was controlled by them. He had played with Braj all. He was especially beloved of gopis. He did rash. He was defeated by his friends, especially by gopis. Krishna has admitted this fact. So anywhere he has not written all these things. Only he has given the supremacy of dharma, artha, kam and moksha. Only for show, not for Krishna. So this thing was not vivid in so many Purans, Mahabharata. Especially we see in Mahabharata that Krishna was shot by any hunter and he was killed. It is written in Bhagavad. And also it is written that Pandavas went to Himalayas and they were mixed in
ice.
It is not true. Malli, the in Mahabharata and all Purans, the relation between husband and wife, like Savitri Satyavan, like Sati Anusuya, like Vasishtha Arundhati, all these things. Nal Damayanti. He expressed on these things. A duty of son to his father. A duty of chest lady to his her husband. Supremacy of Jiva Daya. Jiva Daya means?
Merciful soul.
He has glorified Dadhichi Muni, who gave his flesh for protecting a pigeon. Shivi. And Dadhichi has given his
bone.
Haddi for Vajra.
Bone.
He has glorified Harishchandra Maharaj because he given an everything to Vishwamitra. But these are not actually highest things. To love the affection and love for Krishna is supreme thing. So he did it. So Narada is telling that you should glorify himself, Krishna, the son of Yashoda, the friend of Sridham Subal, the beloved of gopis. He told that how I can do? Then he told his own history to Vyasadeva. Four things are very special helpful for any devotee. Bhaktapada jal,
Bhaktapada dhuliyar, Bhaktapada
jal, Bhaktabhukta shesh etin sadhana. The lotus dust feet of any devotee, remnant of Krishna is Mahaprasad, and remnant of any Vaishnava, so not so called, actually Vaishnava, is Mahaprasad. The water of the lotus feet of Krishna is Charanamrit. But the water of Vaishnava lotus feet is very, very big Charanamrit. So, these things should be served. Narada is telling that I have applied all these things and that is why my heart became pure and I went to the forest and saw my Ishtadev Narada. So, you should adopt bhakti. And by bhakti yoga, you will realize all these things. Be in samadhi. What is the meaning of samadhi? Don't sleep. Don't sleep. Very precious time. Don't sit like this. Sit like this. Otherwise, sleepiness will come. If you are doing like so, easily sitting. Bhakti yogena manasa samyak Panihite amale apashyat purusham purnam mayancha jada pashyam. What is the purport of this slok written by Swamiji? First canto, seventh chapter, fourth slok. Yes. Chapter.
Shri of Godhead, only by the process of devotional service, and one can enter into the kingdom of God by such perfect knowledge. Imperfect realization of the Absolute by the partial approach of the impersonal Brahman or localized Paramatma does not permit anyone to enter into the kingdom of God. Sri Narada advised Srila Vyasadeva to become absorbed in transcendental meditation on the personality of Godhead and his activities. Srila Vyasadeva did not take notice of the effulgence of Brahman because that is not absolute vision. The absolute vision is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Vasudeva Savramiti. In the Upanishads, it is confirmed that Vasudeva, the personality of Godhead, is covered by the golden glowing Hiranmayena Patrena veil of impersonal Brahman. And when that curtain is removed by the mercy of the Lord, the real face of the Absolute is seen. The Absolute is mentioned here as Purusha or person. The Absolute Personality of Godhead is mentioned in so many Vedic literatures and in the Gita. The Purusha is confirmed as the eternal and original person. That person has manifold energies out of which the internal, external, and marginal energies are specifically important. The energy mentioned here is the external energy, as will be clear from the statements of her activities. The internal energy is there along with the absolute person, as the moonlight is there with the moon. The external energy is compared to darkness because it keeps the living entities in the darkness of ignorance. The word apashrayam suggests that this energy of the Lord is under full control. The internal potency or superior energy is also called maya, but it is spiritual maya or energy exhibited in the absolute realm. When one is under the shelter of this internal potency, the darkness of material ignorance is at once dissipated. And even those who are atmaram, or fixed in trance, take shelter of this maya, or internal energy. Devotional service or bhakti yoga is the function of this internal energy. Thus, there is no place for the inferior energy or material energy, just as there is no place for darkness in the effulgence of spiritual light. Such internal energy is even superior to the spiritual bliss obtainable in the conception of impersonal Brahman. It is stated in the Gita that the impersonal Brahman effulgence is also an emanation from the absolute personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. The Parama Purusha cannot be anyone except Sri Krishna himself, as will be explained in later slokas.
Very good.
Again, you should hear.
Bhakti yogena manasi samyak pranihite amale.
Vyasadeva, knew that I am very
qualified.
I know Krishna. No? But Narada is telling that it is not sufficient. So give up all your egos of learning and everything. Be like flute, nothing inside, and pray Krishna that he should manifest himself in your heart. So samadhi means, what is the meaning of samadhi? Samadhi, to be equal
level,
equal level of Krishna. How it will be? Giving him all material knowledges. And what? Aham Brahmashmi, this knowledge also giving up. I am very simple servant of Krishna, knowing nothing. I am destitute. I am
insignificant.
I don't know anything. So you should manifest prachodayat. No? Prachodayat. You should manifest yourself, how you are. How beautiful, how strong, how having all kinds of knowledge, shakti, power, all kinds of qualities. You should manifest yourself. Guru has given this thing to us, but we are not following truly. But he followed at once, because he was like God, like Narayan. He has some control over mind. We have no control. But we can follow. So he did it. At once he surrendered himself in the lotus feet of Krishna. You should manifest yourself. After some time, he was absorbed in samadhi and saw pranihite amale. He became pure, out of maya. Apashyata purusham purna. He took darshan of Purna Purush. Who is Purna Purush? Means a supreme personality of Godhead, ocean of rush, having all aprakrit attributes, qualities, especially bhakta vatsal, having so much mercy without reason, what?
Causeless.
Causeless, merciful, everything. And he saw Nanda Yashoda there also, all gopis, especially all the gopis, and standing with or sitting in Vrindavan or Radha Kund, anywhere with Srimati Radhika, playing on float, smiling, everything he saw. What has been explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. From 10th canto, first chapter to last, 19. Everything he saw. He saw all the pastimes of Krishna, like a cinema reel, from butt to last point, he saw. Apashyata purusham purna, that he saw at that time. Also, that Leela, Rash Leela also, Brahmar Gita also, Venu Gita also, everything he saw. He saw the Leelas of Dwarka Puri, everything. Also, he saw Mayang Tadapashayam. Apashayam means standing
behind,
not in front. Two kinds of maya are there. One yogmaya and another is
Mahamaya.
Mahamaya always stands on back side like a shadow. And yogmaya always in front, helping all jivas to serve Krishna and conjugal Radha Krishna. So here he is telling that Hisha Purna Purush, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vrajendananda Nisham Sundar with Radhika and gopis, cows, cowherds, everything, cups, everything. And He also saw that Mayavaji standing
behind
him like a shadow. How? Some feeling shame. Why shame? That the part and persons of Krishna, the jivas, I'm giving pain to them. I'm giving them in fire of this worldly tritap, jan, maran, and all other things. So, share some shame. Because all the jivas are so much near and dear to Krishna. And in front of Krishna, he takes them, those who are forgetting Krishna, and she is punishing all in a very cruel way. Why she is punishing? That one day they should repent for this. That I have forgotten Krishna, so all these suffering sorrows are coming. So they may change their view and they may know Krishna and serve Krishna. So she has become so cruel. What is called Maya? Maya has two letters. Ma, Ya. Ya, what we are seeing, this is called Ya. Ma, nothing. Which we are seeing that she is my mother, he is my brother, he is his husband, I am her son. All are nothing, is illusory. So the relation between them, the world is not mithya?
False.
But the relations are false, and it is due to Maya. Any conditioned soul, fan giving up his false egos, and surrenders himself in the lotus feet of any qualified guru, sadguru, then this Maya gradually goes up and yoga Maya comes and helps so that we can serve Krishna. Without the help of yoga Maya, no pastimes of Krishna. Krishna cannot come here. We cannot see him, but only by the help of yoga Maya we can see Krishna, which is out of Maya, this illusory Maya. He also jaya mohitam jiva atmanam trigunatmakam paro api manute anartham tatkritam chaabhipapadyate. Souls are so much superior than Maya. Maya is ignorance. Jiva is actually part and parcel of Vibhuchit Krishna, Anuchit, particle, Chit Vastu. But he is more superior than this Prakriti Maya. But how Maya controls Jeev, even being superior, he is telling Sukadev, Vyasadev. Jayaso mohito jiva atmanam trigunatmakam. Je thinks that I am trigunatmakam, that I am this body, I am son of that person, I am husband of that lady, I am wife of that person. He thinks. And this physical body is made from five
elements.
And all are prakrit. All are
material.
So, being out of material himself, Jeev thinks that I am material body. This. Why is? Because of Maya. Paropu manute anartam tat kritan chabhi anarthopa samam sakshat bhakti yogam adhakshaje. If anyone By the grace of Gurudev, he will know that I am not under the control of Maya, I am not this physical body, I am not this mind, and he will surrender. And if he will take him as a disciple, giving up Harinam and Diksha, what is the meaning of Diksha giving? That knowledge, that there are 10 kinds of basic principles of Vaishnava theory. That we should only know that Ved Upanishad and especially Srimad Bhagavat is Praman. Yeah.
Proof.
We should realize on this. Nothing else. Secondly, Hari is supreme. Who is Hari? Krishna is himself Hari. His supreme personality of Godhead. He has so many powers, all kinds of power he has. So much all opulent in him. All Madhurji is in him. Everything is in him. There are two kinds of, he is ocean of Russia. There are two kinds of jiva coming from him, not actually coming from him, but by his Shakti, by his power. From jiva Shakti, lakhs of jiva among them we are. And chit Shakti, everything which comes from, which is in Golok Vrindavan or Vaikuntha. So chit Shakti and Maya Shakti, this so many lakhs and lakh Brahmand comes from Maya Shakti. So when Guru gives by only practicing bhakti, we can have a darshan and service of Krishna. By bhakti, we will be purified and Krishna prem will come. Then we can realize Krishna. There are 10 principles. Guru gives all 10 principles to disciple. And then he realizes who is Krishna, who am I, what is the relation between Krishna and myself. Then he realizes achinta bheda bhed. There is some kya bhed? Difference and
non-different.
At a time. So he realizes all these things. And by bhakti he realizes what is Krishna. Like Vyasadeva he has realized. Narthopas samam sakshat bhakti yogam adhokhaye. Who is adhokshat? Out of Maya, Krishna is situated. So he is adhokshat. He is aprakrita. More than that, lokasya janato vidvansya kresha satsanghitayam. Those who are not knowing all these facts, for them, what he saw in his samadhi, by bhakti yoga, he wrote all these things. So Srimad Bhagavati samadhi bhasha, samadhi language. No mal. Mal means?
No. Spots.
Spot.
Spotless. Amal. Spotless.
Pure. Quite pure Srimad Bhagavatam. Purans, we can be, have some doubts. But Srimad Bhagavat will not tell all these things. He has told that a guru, he can also be given up if he is against Vaishnava, criticizing Vaishnavas. Knowing everything, he should be given. Like Bali Maharaj gave up his Gurudev, Shukracharya. He was telling that you should not give all things to
Vamandev. He warned him. So he did not listen and told that, I don't want a guru like you. So any Shastra it has not written, but only in Srimad Bhagavat. If a husband is not helpful in bhakti, his duty will be given up. If a chaste lady is not helpful in Krishna consciousness service to me, then this chaste lady should be given up. A son who is not serving Krishna, give up at once. A father who is not serving Krishna, he should also be. In Mahabharata it has not been told. If a person who is not serving Krishna, and he has leprosy, no belief in God, but a lady should serve his husband, her husband, in any way, up till this life. It has been given in Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, that there was a very chaste lady, very good chaste lady. His husband has leprosy. He cannot walk, always lamenting. One day she saw that he was so much worried. He asked his husband, why you are so worried? He was shaming, not telling, because it was a fact of shame. He requested that you should tell me, I will help you. Don't be worried. Then he told in his ear that you are very beautiful. You have all qualities. You are a chaste wife. But I saw a prostitute and I want to test. Oh, yes, I will help you. She went and served that prostitute. And she took a word that my husband, who is he has leprosy, will come to you. Yes, he can come in night. She took her husband on his shoulders. And night he was going to that prostitute. Some rishi on the way were meditating. This chaste lady taking her husband on his shoulders was going in the night, and it was so darkness that the feet of her husband touched that rishi head, and he came in senses and told at once course that the person who has walked me and whose legs has touched me, he should die at once. Before sunrise. When sunrise will come and he will die. Then the chaste lady was so worried what to do. He kept his husband there and waited for sunrise. When sunrise, he stopped to sunrise. If I'm chaste lady, I've served my husband, sun should not shine. Sun never came. One day, 2 days, so many days passed, but sun was not coming. So all the demigods were so worried. They went to Brahma and Brahma also came there. Oh, you should ask anything, I will give you. But let sun come, otherwise whole world will be finished. She told that I cannot do back because I will be you widow, my husband will die. Oh, we were telling you that if sun comes, your husband will die. But we will again give him life and he will very beautiful in shape, young, very strong and having so many qualities. Then she agreed. Sun came,
He was tired, and at once Brahma came, and he kept some mantra. He took water from his
kamandalu
and sprouted, sprinkled. And at once he became very beautiful young man. Vyasa has written all these things. It means he is telling that any lady whose husband has not bhakti, his leprosy, he's testing all the bad activities for past lives and still serving of that husband is more superior. But in Srimad Bhagavata it has been rejected. Why? No gain at all. Again they will have birth. And nothing will be gained. Next birth, her husband will go anywhere and he will be. Her husband will be wife or any woman and he will be. She will be, because she is so attached and he is so attached in wives. And thus, no relation at all. No gain at all. So, Vyasadeva in Srimad Bhagavata rejected all the principle which he established in Mahabharata and Purana. So those who are not knowing, for them he did Srimad Bhagavatam. He compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. Lokasya ajanato vidvans chakre. To know that and to follow Krishna bhakti. What bhakti? Braja bhakti, especially. Srimad Bhagavat will give Braja bhakti. Because Srila Vyas has told about Dhruva and rejected. He has also told Prahlad Maharaj bhakti. But Gyan bhakti, not pure bhakti, not Braja bhakti. By following Prahlad Maharaj, anyone cannot have the bhakti of Braja. Following Hanuman, serving Ram, anyone cannot go in Braja and serve Radha Krishna conjugal. Never. What to tell them? Even you are serving Dwarkadish like Rukmini. More than Rukmini Shaktabhama, you are serving like that. You will have to be in Dwarka. With so opulence, no madhur. So he has rejected this also. Why he rejected? All the Rukmini, Shatabhama, all the kings of Krishna in Dwarka, they are praying for the lotus dust of the feet of gopis. This was it. Uddhava from Dwarka, he came, and Mathura, he was the associates of Mathura and Dwarka. He has prayed like that. Āśāmaho charanareni juśāmaham syam vrindāvane kimapi gulmalatoshadhinam jastustajangasvajana arjapathanchahitva bheje mukundapadabhaṁ suti bheme vegyam bandinanda prajay istrinam padarenu vaviksnasa jāsāṁ harikathod gīt punāt bhuvanatrayam. Here, Uddhava is pratinidhitva karte hain. Represents Dwarka, all queens, Akrur, Ugrasen, all the queens, and all of Jadavansi. And tells, he has come from there, and he is telling, Āśāmaho charanareni juśāmaham syam. I want to have a dust from the lotus feet of gopis. Only one dust. You can think. Imagine dust of home feet. If there is one dust, then from where? From the dust of lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. One dust. Particle.
No? Especially his tale. Bande Nanda Braja Istrinam. Not I don't want anyone. There are so many friends, so many servants in Braja. Cows, buffalo, everything is there. There are peacocks. Nanda Jashoda, I don't want that feet dust. Nanda Braja Istrinam, those is most superior. Who is most superior? Srimati Radhika. I want that. So Vyas has, Sukadeva Goswami or Vyas has refuted all these things and established that Gopi Prem is the highest. So this is Srimad Bhagavata is not book of glorifying Krishna more, but glorifying Srimati Radhika and Gopi's Prem. And this is the most highest class of glory of Krishna. When Krishna tells, admits himself, I cannot repay you. Your prem is so high class, your love and affection to me, without any gain. You can give up your husbands, your children's, your everything, your decorations, everything you can give. Anyone is not like you in this world. So I cannot repay you in lakhs and lakhs births. What to tell you in one birth? So be pleased with me. By your virtues, not by my anything else. So Srimad Bhagavata is the glory of Krishna, that is glory of Radhika and all gopis. So he wrote it for all the persons. Jasya vaisru yamanayam krishne parama puruṣe. So those who are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, only reading will not do. He sarsanghitam bhagvatim kritanukramya cha atmajam sukam adhyapayamas nibrittim nirtam muni. You know that Vyas was so much renounced from this world. Mahabhairagi he was. No attachment at all with anyone, with his body or anything. So he called his son and he taught Srimad Bhagavatam. He unko padhaya, mane?
Taught him.
And he became pure bhakta, very arasik Vaishnava. So those who will hear this Srimad Bhagavatam, bhakti upapattyate krishne parma purushe shok moha bhayapa. All kinds of suffering, false ego, all kinds of
lamentation,
everything will go away automatically by following Srimad Bhagavatam, reading and hearing, especially hearing from any bona fide guru, rasik tattvajna. So he did this Srimad Bhagavatam.
12
baj gaya koto bollam ekta kirtan hoye jak
tane shesh kore dina
acha ha. I want that, after that, he begins Srimad Bhagavatam. I think that pastime of Puranjanu Pakhyan should be told by... You have not prepared? What? The Kapil Devahuti, you should do. In a very brief. You should do in 10 minutes or 5 minutes. Rest. I want to finish this first and then Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Om Jnanam Chimiram Tasya Jnanam Jana Salakaya Chakshurunitam.
You can come and sit. There are so many places here. If you want to sit, here also.
First, I offer my obeisances to my Diksha Guru Srila Prabhupada and Shiksha Guru Srila Narayan Maharaj. Limited obeisances to their Lord's feet. and also obeisances to the lotus feet of all the assembled Vaishnavas. On Gurudev's request, I'll try to say something about Devahuti Upakhyan, or the character of Srimati Devahuti. Lord Brahma, the original person of this universe, was ordered by the Lord to procreate the universe. One of his sons for such procreation of good population was Kardama Muni. And following the order of Brahma, he performed great austerities and meditated for 10,000 years in Satya Yuga, when people's lives were 100,000 years. After 10,000 years, the Lord appeared to him, riding on his bird carrier Garuda, and Kardama Muni glorified him and asked for a blessing. First, he criticized materialists who go to the Lord to satisfy petty material whims. And then he said, I am such a person also, because I am asking you for a wife. Actually, Kardama Muni had no material desires, but in order to fulfill Lord Brahma's order, which is ultimately the Lord's order, he's acting in this way. He says, I want a wife who will be of like disposition to me, who will serve me in my religious and other duties. And the Lord answered him, because he knew his mind, not only will she be of equal disposition to you, but she will be the daughter of the emperor of the whole universe, Swayambhuva Manu. And not only that, she will be such a devoted wife to you, chaste wife, but such a devotee that I will personally appear in her womb as Kapila did. I will send Swayambhuva Manu to you, and he will bring you his daughter. So in the course of time, this happened. And he should only go to the Supreme Personality of Godhead for that. And the result is, he'll get more than his expectation. So he asked the Lord for a good wife, but he got more than his expectation. He got the Lord himself as his son. So Devahuti was such a qualified personality, and Kardama Muni was glorifying her to her father when her father, Swayambhuva Manu, brought her, that she's the sister of King Priyabrata and the sister of Uttanapada, who are very great also emperors of the universe. King Priyabrata was so powerful that he was able to control the destination of the movements of the planets and the movements of the sun. And Uttanapada, I believe, was the father of Dhruva Maharaj. So very, very great personalities, and she was their sister. Also, Kardama Muni praised her, that she's so beautiful that even great Gandharvas, beautiful celestial demigods like Visvasus and other Gandharvas, become very infatuated by her beauty. And this one Gandharva even fell out of his airplane, being so infatuated by her. So he said how fortunate he was that he was able to have her as a wife. Then he became silent and meditated on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, indicating that that was his real ambition, to serve the Lord and not be married. But this was his service to the Lord. Then Swayambhuva Manu left Devahuti with Kardama Muni, and although she has all these very high qualities, and she was the daughter of the emperor of the whole universe, she forgot all of her very high material qualities and began to serve Kardama Muni like a menial servant. She gave up even dressing nicely, ornamenting her body, washing her hair. Her hair became all matty, and her clothing and body became very dirty. She became emaciated, and she just spent all day and night in serving her husband and doing austerities along with him in his service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then she had some sentiment. She gave up lust, anger, pride, greed, envy, and served him with great intimacy, but not with an intimacy that breeds contempt, but with great reverence and respect. In this way, she was able to conquer his heart. And when she knew that he was about to leave and take the renounced order of life, she prayed to him for a benediction. First, he gave her a benediction, that now I will relieve you from all fearfulness by giving you bhakti. Because I'm a self-realized soul and I fully serve the Lord, I'm now liberated from birth and death. And you also, because you serve me, now I'll give you the same benediction that I've got. So in the purport, Prabhupada writes that this is the real duty of a chaste wife, is to serve a husband who has the qualifications of Kardama Muni. As Srila Gurudev was saying, the Srimad Bhagavatam teaches the higher principles, that the perfection of a woman is not to serve any husband, but to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead as her husband. And one's service to a husband is anukul or favorable to her service to the Lord, then such service is acceptable. Devahuti knew that Kardama Muni was a fully self-realized soul, and that he had liberation from matter, and that he was going back to Godhead. And therefore, with her full energy, she gave up all bodily and mental considerations and served her husband. So he told her, now I'm blessing you with whatever benedictions I've got, I'm sharing it with you, because the wife is a shareholder of the pious or devotional activities of the husband. But she said to him, but I have one request, that you promised that I would have good children, so you can't leave without giving me good children. So she also was free from material desires, but both of them were meant to fulfill the will of the Lord, that the universe become populated with good progeny for teaching the universe about Krishna consciousness. So he became choked with emotion and with compassion for his wife and love, out of his mystic powers, because as was explained, as will be explained later to Devahuti by her son, Kapiladev, after her husband took sannyas, devotional service is so powerful that anyone who's engaged in pure devotional service, all mystic opulences come without any separate endeavor. So her husband, Kardama Muni, had such mystic powers. So simply by his will, there are eight mystic powers. One can become smaller and lighter than an atom. He can become heavier than a universe. He can create a universe. He can bring anyone under his control. He can reach out with his hand, and if there's a big fruit on some heavenly planet, he can just get that fruit properly. So Kardama Muni had those powers by dint of his devotional service. So by his mystic power, he created an airplane that was as big as a city and very, very opulent, with parks, palaces, diamond and coral floors, rubies studded in diamond pillars, very, very opulent, with beds and pillows. And for 100 celestial years, they enjoyed in this palace, this flying palace. It flew all over the universe. And they begot 9 daughters. After that, when the daughters grew up, Lord Brahma came, along with Narada and the 4 Kumaras. And he requested them to hand these daughters over to great sages, who would also be the progenitors of the universe and establish good population all over the universe. So Devahuti and Kardama Muni handed their daughters over, and then now that his so-called material duty was fulfilled, Kardama Muni requested the Lord that he take the renounced order of life. And Kapiladev said, I bless you that you will do this, and you will wander meditating on me and helping all living beings. And I personally will teach Sankhya Yoga, not the material Sankhya Yoga. There's 2 kinds of Sankhya Yoga, as there are 2 kinds of Kapiladevs. There's the Supreme Personality of Godhead Kapiladev and the Atheist Kapiladev. The Atheist Kapiladev taught that there are 24 material elements, bas, finished. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead taught there's 24 material elements, and in addition there's the Jivatma, and Paramatma, or Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the object of worship and service of the jiva. So I will teach this to my mother, and you go and take the renounced order of life. So Kardama Muni circumambulated Kapila, Dave, and then he offered his obeisances and went off to the forest. Then in that same palace, which flew around the universe, this became the home of Devahuti, but still she was very renounced. And placing her son before her, she requested him that, "I'm very, very distressed." She's playing the part of the conditioned soul. And she said, "I'm very, very distressed because of the contact with my senses and their objects and engaging in sense gratification. So please enlighten me with transcendental knowledge and give me fearlessness and freedom from this material existence. Please tell me about that yoga system by which I can be freed from all miseries." So the Lord begins to explain to her many very valuable subjects. He explains that the jiva, when he forgets the Supreme Lord, as Srila Gurudev was just explaining now in the discussions between Narada and Vyasadeva, when the jiva forgets the Supreme Lord, he comes into this material world. And he described the nature of the Supreme Lord, the nature of this world, how the Lord creates the material world, how the gross elements emanate from the subtle elements. First there's the pure consciousness, which is serene, unagitated, and in the pure state, the Vasudeva state, this consciousness gradually manifests as the Mahatattva, the total material energy. Then the Lord manifests the Pradhan, which is the unmanifest, unseparated, subtle material energy. Then in the course of time, as he meditates on this unmanifest matter, she gradually, by the interaction of the modes of nature, becomes Prakriti, the manifested modes of nature. Then the three modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, becomes manifest as the mind, the intelligence, and senses, and material objects, and how gradually from the different modes of nature, from goodness comes the mind, from passion comes the intelligence, from ignorance, from his energy of ignorance, comes the whole material sky, material sound. Kapila Dev describes how in the subtle material ether, all material elements exist. Just as just like a TV, if you have a TV, this TV, let's suppose in Hollywood they're making a movie or a TV show, and then all of that gross elements travels through the ether. How does it get there? It doesn't come in big vans, but it comes through the ether by the wires to your home, to your TV. So this proves that all gross material elements are found in the ether. And whatever someone thinks of at the time of death, this is also on the ethereal plane. So in the next life, he gets a gross material body. Everything is there in the ether. But gradually, in the course of time, by the glance of the Lord over the illusory energy, the subtle elements become gross elements, different sense objects manifest, the senses manifest. And after describing how the material elements gradually evolve, and then the most gradual element, the earth, the very most important thing about the earth, besides the fact that it includes all other elements in it, is that you can make a deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to worship. After discussing the material nature, the Lord also discusses the time element, how the Lord appears inside everyone's heart as the super soul and outside the material world as time. And in the course of time, everything is destroyed. Kapila Dev begins the story from the womb, when the soul who has forgotten Krishna is in the womb, and after so many months, he realizes his abominable condition, and he prays to the Lord that, "I promise you, if you save me now, I will worship you." So He makes very beautiful prayers, but then when he comes out of the womb, he forgets everything, and he becomes an ordinary material baby, and then he grows up and goes to school and fights with other materialists and gets absorbed in lust and family life and becomes attracted simply by the sweet words of his beautiful wife and the pitter-patter footsteps of a little baby. And then he's thinking of his family and very attached at the time of death, even though his family totally rejects him now. But he's thinking of them and discussing with them at the time of death how he wants his funeral and what they should do after he leaves. But after he leaves, he's taken by the constables of Yamaraj, sent to different hells, and again put in different species of life. So Kapila Dev discusses this with his mother, and she's praying to him in a very humble way that because I'm very unintelligent, because I'm a woman, there's no way that I can understand the absolute truth. So you please give me your mercy so that I can understand something about you. And the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains, because Kapila Dev says, yes, I will give you my mercy so that you can understand everything. Then Prabhupada explains in the purport that an ordinary, everyone in the material world is less intelligent. Those who are particularly in the mode of passion are very intelligent in passion, how to enjoy this material world. But ultimately, everyone is unintelligent, how to attain Krishna consciousness. So no one can understand the absolute truth. But by the mercy of the Lord and the mercy of the bona fide spiritual master, that spiritual master empowers the sincere disciple, however unintelligent they may be otherwise, he empowers that disciple for full spiritual understanding, full mystic powers, full trance, knowledge of everything material and knowledge of everything spiritual, and ultimately going back to home, back to Godhead, to be an eternal associate of the Lord. Then Kapila Dev explains the form of the Lord, the super soul, every part of his body to meditate on, and how only by meditating on the pastimes and activities of the Lord, it's the only process of yoga, the only process of any kind of activity that can actually relieve one from material existence and material attachments. Unless I have another kind of attachment, just like sometimes we become attached to some man, or some man becomes attached to some woman. How can I become free from this? How can I become free? He becomes attached to another woman. Unless he's experiencing a higher taste, or a student, a child rather, won't give up his playfulness, unless he's experiencing the higher taste of a good education, by which he knows he can get a good job, good money, good sense gratification. Then he gives up his playful things. So only by experiencing a higher taste of attachment to Krishna, love of Krishna, and that's only possible when we experience our relationship with Krishna in one of the relationships as servant, friend, parent, or beloved, only then can we become free from the attachment to this material world. So in this way, Kapila Dev instructs so many very good instructions to his mother, and then he also leaves to take Rinan's daughter and go and preach Krishna consciousness and Sankhya philosophy all over the world. And his mother, being much more attached to him than she was to her husband, even though he was also a pilgrim, she became fully attached to the Supreme Lord and attained perfection and went back to Godhead.
In the conclusion, Srila Kapila Dev told to her mother, his mother told us that I want to know in a very brief your all things, what you have told me. Then mercifully he told, Satang prasangamama virja sambidau bhavantaritar karna rasayana katha tajyosanata asu apabarg vartmani saddha rati bhakti me anukravish. He told that I'm not telling only for you, for whole human persons, for whole beings, that sadhu sangha
is most supreme thing. Without sadhu sangha, you cannot gain anything. And he should be sadhu actually, not a Kali Yogi sadhu. Only cheating, material things. He should be bona fide sadhu. Always doing kirtan. Always engaging everyone in Krishna service. His tongue, his mind, his body, his all senses, who knows the trick how to engage all these things for the service of Krishna. He is the real guru. Especially in Kali Yuga, who has so much absorbed in doing kirtan. Making here Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Creepers, plants, animals, those who are quite ignorant, they should also hear Hare Krishna. So preaching is there. So he is telling, Satan Prasangamam Virjasam Vido. The association of pure sadhus is the mother or the root of bhakti. Anyone should go there and he should do by pranam by his body. By telling that I am doing pranam to you. Those who is telling Harikatha to that sadhu, to that place, here Harikatha is going on. So we will must do pranam to this place. To the person who is telling Harikatha, to the persons who are hearing all Harikatha, I am doing pranam to all. Who is managing, I am doing pranam to them. Those who are doing anything for management to give a chance to hear this so high class of Harikatha, I am doing pranam to them. So by tan, man, vachan, by body, by mind and by speaking, do pranam to Harikatha, to the teller, to speaker, to hearer, to this place and everything. And then that Harikatha is nothing but himself Krishna, and he will enter through your ear here. And first will come Shraddha, then Rati, then Bhakti. First will come Sadhan Bhakti. Sadhan Bhakti may come by both ways. By Shastriya Bhakti, Vaidhi Bhakti, and coming from Log, Crete, this Bhakti will come. The Sadhan Bhakti will come. Then Rati means Bhav Bhakti will come. And then Prema Bhakti will come, gracefully. And when Prema Bhakti will come, we will leave this body and a practice, very beautiful, qualified, expert in everything, a body will come from Krishna. Really that thing. And then by that body, Sneha, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, all things will come and we can serve Krishna and conjugal. And then our life will be successful. Then he did pranam to his son, that my son is not a general person, he is himself God, incarnation of God. So he did pranam. Then Kapil Dev told, may I go? Or renounce here and there? Oh, yes, you can go. He went and she became mad in Krishna prem. No sense of her body, whether he is naked or with clothes, covered with clothes, whether he is passing stool or urine or not, whether her hairs are waving in air here and there. Some jata has come. Jata means?
Entangled hair. Matter
has come. Going where to go? Nothing, knowing nothing. Always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And after that, what became? No one knows. What became? She left her body and went direct to Krishna and was engaged in the service of Krishna. So, you should try to follow Kapil and Devahuti and to follow the instructions of Kapil Dev. Gaur Pramana. You should punctually come at 6 here. We'll begin here 6 so that others can also be told, and I will also take a rest and deliver some speeches. Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.